A freighter carrying nearly 500,000 gallons of fuel oil has broken up near a national wildlife refuge on the Aleutian Islands, and a Coast Guard helicopter attempting to rescue members of the crew has crashed. Six people are missing from that helicopter crash. With us on the phone is Michael Edenfield of member station KIAL on Unalaska Island, Alaska. Hello.
Hello.
This is a Malaysian freighter, I gather. What was it doing in the Aleutians, and what happened to it?
Well, it was in transit from Seattle to China. The name of the vessel is the Selendang IU. It's carrying a cargo of soybeans, along with about 460,000 gallons of fuel oil. The engine failed Tuesday night, and it drifted for the next 24 hours. And Coast Guard cutter and three tugs on the scene have tried to secure it and couldn't. Basically, it crashed against the rocky coast of Unalaska Island, and it's broken in two.
And that Coast Guard helicopter with the crew members that crashed, what happened there?
Well, there were 10 crew members on board. There was three Coast Guard crew and seven from the Malaysian freighter. The weather is very bad, high winds and 20-foot waves. The chopper went down, and six members of the freighter crew are missing. All of the Coast Guard personnel and one of the freighter crew have been rescued.
The oil aboard the freighter, we are talking here then about an oil spill as well?
Possibly. Coast Guard cannot confirm a spill at this point. This happened right as the sun was setting. It was very dark. A local contact has told me that at this point they are identifying sensitive areas to get oil containment devices to in order to protect the oil that they know is coming, were his words. So this is number six fuel oil, and it's a very heavy oil that can create very large slicks and form tar balls, and they can travel for hundreds of miles. So they've started planning for cleanup operations.
The Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge is on Unalaska Island. If the fuel oil reaches it, what could be affected?
Well, it's home to a lot of wildlife, including the stellar sea lion and many endangered bird species. Number six fuel oil is pretty lethal for seabirds and marine mammals. In 1997, there was a Kuroshima, that was the name of the vessel, ran aground in Summers Bay, which is a little closer to the actual city of Unalaska and port of Dutch Harbor. Quite a bit less fuel. I think it was 47,000 gallons, to put it in perspective. We're talking about nearly 500,000 gallons on this vessel. Again, nothing has been confirmed that it's spilling at this point.
And the people on the island, what about them?
Well, this is about 27 miles southwest from the port of Dutch Harbor, where I am. The island itself, the city is protected by quite a bit of actual island, so the city is in no direct danger. Dutch Harbor is the biggest producer of seafood in the United States, crabs, halibut, cod, and pollock. Pollock is a fish used in processed foods, fast food, fish sandwiches. The city of Unalaska, or port of Dutch Harbor itself, isn't likely to be affected by a spill, but the impact on the fish and the economic impact could be devastating.
So we'll be back in touch as this story progresses throughout the morning. Michael, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
Michael Edenfield of member station KIAL on Unalaska Island, Alaska.